This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
If I'm not mistaken, Patricia Marks is the only staff writer of The New Yorker whose resume includes a stint writing for Rugrats. She's also worked on Saturday Night Live, and she's the author of a number of children's books, as well as Let's Be Less Stupid, which is a book for adults. And she's done all this while getting, she estimates, 4, maybe 5 hours of sleep a night.
I hate sleep. I really hate sleep. I've always hated sleep. I'm one of those obnoxious people that says, you know what, in order to function, I just need to blink my eyes once. The truth is, I'm tired all the time, but I don't care because I hate sleep. Which is why it's kind of odd that I was asked to write a piece about sleep-promoting devices. But I do as I'm told, so I tried a few devices, and while I was testing those devices, I kept a diary. Tonight I'm going to try the Bulletproof Sleep Induction Mat. This is a black little mat, and it's covered with white little short spikes, and there are about 10,000 of them. I'm rolling it out, and it really looks painful. Tonight I'm going to try Glow to Sleep. This is a sleep mask, and it looks like black, foamy, thick goggles. You can see 4 kind of blue hatched lines glowing, and I'm supposed to meditate blissfully upon them so that my mind will be switched off. And my mind isn't switched off yet. I'm about to put on my Sleep Shepherd hat, which is a black stretchy beanie that would make me look like a nighttime skier, I guess. A skier in my pajamas, except that it has a black plastic box. And if I turn on the switch, which is in the plastic box, there's a sound. Can you hear this? I'll try to see if you can hear it. It sounds, to me at least, like the tone you'd hear before the nuclear disaster. It's supposed to be soothing. So I would say my friends and I tested somewhere, I'd say, 1 billion to 1 trillion gizmos. And of those, 4 worked, and I'm using the word work generously. And then I have all of these things all over my apartment and no closet space.
Come on in.
Yeah, hi.
We're going to do that later.
You should take your shoes off just so you can see that I did my bed. I got the bed.
So I had to get rid of these sleep devices, and I invited my friend Meg Wolitzer over.
All right, now, come to my sleep closet.
Yeah.
Would you like
light bulbs that make you sleep?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I don't know which is which.
But wait, don't you have the light off when you're sleeping?
During half an hour before you do this, and then it conditions you for it.
All right, thank you. Is there other instructions?
I guess. I've never read instructions in my life. All right, would you like this, which I want to put a battery in because I like the idea of this.
I like things that have cream. What is that?
Oh, this is good. This is the cream so you do or don't get electrocuted. I can't remember. It's called, I call everything the sleep induction. This is called Dream Mate.
Oh, is and it like lucid dreaming,
it's
like
a watch,
in that movie?
Not really a watch, a pretend watch, a Dick Tracy watch.
Yeah.
This is pretty fun. I might even want this back. Even though it does nothing, it feels bad good.
Oh,
you
like
put it on,
good.
You put the cream on so that you don't die. And then there might or might not be a battery on. I guess there's no battery, although I don't know who stole it. Okay, so you put the battery in somehow.
Yeah. And what does it do?
And you turn it on, and it's another fake acupuncture thing.
Oh, I definitely want to borrow that. It's fun. It vibrates you?
Yeah, but, you know, if you're sleeping in a bed with somebody, they might say, pick up your damn phone, because it's... You know, it vibrates.
Oh, all right.
But you'll like it. It's a toy.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not a toy. I take my sleep hygiene very seriously.
Okay.
What's this?
Oh, it's a heart monitor. You want one? Here it is.
Oh, that's what this is?
This is like...
A heart monitor?
Halloween for neurologists.
Here.
Oh, here's what we're going to do. It turns out, unfortunately for me... That sleep is really important.
Yeah.
It you know, makes you more productive, more alert, more, your heart's better, you know, you know, you get immortality. So
there was one device that I hadn't tried, and because I'm a scientist, I had to try all the pieces. This was a ostrich pillow, which looks nothing like an ostrich. It's stuffed with the little beans that they use in beanbag chairs. So I guess if somebody sat on top of your head, they'd be comfortable. It kind of looks like a big gray pumpkin that you would put on your head. I don't know why you would do that, but there might be a reason.
So I'm going to try to nap wherever I can. And I have a pillow that makes napping very easy anywhere, like the dinner table, museums, the Davos Economic Summit. So we're going to try it on the subway first.
Okay. You know, and of course now we have a very relevant Petula Clark song, Don't Sleep in the Subway.
Yeah, I love that song.
You could play that on your podcast.
Yeah, and
it's
just cut out.
So clever.
Don't sleep in the subway,
darling.
Don't stand in the pouring rain. Don't sleep in the subway. Okay. So now I'm gonna wait to the subway and then take out my ostrich pillow and sleep and sleep and sleep. There is, okay.
What's it called? Is it a hat? Is it a?
You weren't paying attention.
No, I know you said it. It's a not a hat.
It's like, you know what it is? It reminds me also, if my head were the chewy chocolate center of a Tootsie Roll Pop, this would be the lollipop part. All right, it does look pretty bad. I think
only in New York, kids.
So it has a little opening for your nose if breathing is your thing, and then it has.
What are
you selling for? Have a guess.
$34.95.
Well, no, $99.
That's expensive.
All right.
You have to take off your.
I didn't take off my hat, and unfortunately. I have makeup on. It's not going to be good, really. It's going to get all smushed and it's going to get it dirty. But, you know, given the choice between wearing makeup and sleeping, I would choose wearing makeup. Is this us?
23rd Street.
Wake me up.
All right, ostrich lady.
Okay. Wish me luck.
Good luck in there.
All right, good night. What is it? It's an ostrich pillow. It helps you. It helps you nap anywhere. I'm gonna put it. I'm gonna use it on the subway. What did you think it was?
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs. Oh, it could be. Yeah, it is kind of. Head muff. All right. Where should we sit?
Here. You should sit.
I should sit
because
or lie.
Why does it have the holes in the side? Why? So you can hear.
Because if you were, I can find them. You put them here. You tuck your hands inside, and then if you were like at your desk or on the airplane, you could put it down like here.
Oh yeah. But it's not gonna make me sleep.
It's not opium.
Is it good for like flying?
Airplane. It's a bit best. You should borrow it if you're.
And if you want to sleep on an airplane, if you want to fly an airplane, it's bad.
You don't know her. All right. Try to sleep. And I'll just be quiet until something happens.
All right.
Which means I'm gonna be quiet.
Kind of where the devil horns would come out. Okay, there. Naps are not just beneficial. Even the expectation that you're going to take a nap helps, like, reduce your stress and is good for everything, yeah.
I'm going to sit next to you. That way I can see the shocked stares.
Trying to sleep, Meg.
Sorry.
People looking at me?
No one is looking at you.
Not even you?
I'm looking at you, but no one cares about you.
This is what I always suspected.
No, there isn't a urinating man. They are just, it's just New York and no one cares.
This is less embarrassing than I'd hoped it would be.
Yeah, sort of subtle. It's like your bed.
Right. I thought it would be like taking a shower in public.
No. One person is looking at you.
Maybe I should go like this. No, that's not comfortable at all, putting it down in between.
No, nothing's happening.
Maybe the Atlantic Monthly did this already. Scooped me.
So I tried as hard as I could to fall asleep on the subway, and I did get groggy, which is good. But after trying all of these devices and realizing that none of them was going to put me to sleep, I decided to just embrace insomnia and just wait till sleep goes out of fashion. Facebook went out of fashion. Fat-free diets went out of fashion. Kale's on its way out. I'm just going to stay up.
The one and only Patricia Marks. You can read Patty's article, In Search of 40 Winks, at newyorkerradio.org. I'm David Remnick.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.